AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by MRSK Buildings, constructing all kinds of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 620-340-7732.
If you've been thinking about adding a building to your property, let MRSK Buildings help you every step of the way. MRSK Buildings is your stud frame and post frame building headquarters. At MRSK Buildings, they construct all types of buildings from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. At MRSK Buildings, their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges at 340-7732 or visit 2604 West Highway 50 across from Bluestem.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this 28th day of the month of October. A raw morning it is. High winds gusting to over 40 miles per hour, light rain, and 50 degrees. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by local Mason Robert Nelson, who is going to be talking about Emporia Lodge No. 12's great community offering here to give Emporia groups that are participating in the Match Day program an opportunity to get some funding. Robert, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you.
Outstanding. Well, what prompted the Emporia Masons to be involved here with Match Day?
Well, a couple of years ago, our charity committee got together and we thought, what can we do in the community that helps magnify the impact of the money we give? And Match Day happened to be coming up. We thought, you know, there's a lot of excellent benefactors in Match Day. Why not give them seed money to help meet that match so they can take full advantage of the Emporia Community Foundation project? And it's worked out really well.
Now, you started this last year, correct?
That is correct.
And it went obviously well last year, Robert?
Yeah, we had, I think it was 8 or 9 groups out of the 20-25 that were there. We were hoping we'd get all 25, but we've got a pool of money set aside, and we will be happy to give. We'll split that money up among the Match Day participants that apply, and help them reach their full match with the ECF Match Day.
This is an outstanding, really, effort here by the Masons, but it also really focuses some attention on what you guys do on a regular basis, because this isn't the only project that you do on an annual basis to help the community.
Oh, no. We've got a lot of different projects that we do for the community. Right now we're selling raffle tickets for a beautiful 1963 T-Bird, and for every one of those tickets, 75% of that comes back into our community that we can use for projects that, you know, to help people. We also give a significant amount to the Kansas Masonic Foundation every year, which helps support the Kansas Literacy Center at Emporia State University, cancer research at KU Med, or at the Masonic Cancer Alliance. Just a plethora of different projects we do. And we've got some pretty neat things coming up here in the near future in terms of the essay contest and, of course, scholarships. December 1st, the application period for $1,000 scholarships comes online.
All right. So, boy, a lot going on with the Emporia Masons. A lot of good work being done by Emporia Lodge No. 12. Let's talk about the Match Day benefactors here, Robert. Obviously, this is something they should be taking advantage of. So if they would like to be looked at for funding from the Masons, how can they accomplish that?
It's really easy. Just send us a letter with your contact information and the amount of your request to Emporia Lodge No. 12 at P.O. Box 179 here in Emporia. We have to have that no later than November 8th so we can have the check cut and be ready for Match Day on the 15th.
Okay, so November 8th is the deadline. The Charity Committee, Emporia Lodge No. 12, Box 179, Emporia, Kansas, 66801. Is there a limit to the request, Robert? How does that work?
No, that's going to go down to every individual. We have so much money, and we're going to give out what we can. We're hoping that they'll request some funds to get them up to their full match with ECF. But, of course, all these groups are also fundraising on the side or on their own as well.
How important is how important are those efforts by the individual groups that are involved, as you mentioned here, with their quote-unquote side hustles in order to bolster their totals here at this time?
Well, it's like anything. You always want to have a little skin in the game, and most of these groups I know are working very hard to raise funds. And we're just glad to become one of the paths they can use to reach that match day limit.
Well, what a great offer. And match day benefactors, please take advantage of this great offer from Emporia Masonic Lodge number 12. You mentioned scholarships, Roberts. What exactly can the scholarships go to? I mean, that you're providing.
Oh, well, good question. We have a scholarship program where we give out $1,000 cash scholarships to four-year college students or $500 cash scholarships to tech college students. And Emporia Lodge has given out thousands of dollars in scholarships over the last several years. I think last year we did $12,500 in scholarships. So we want any high school senior, even and current college students, you can apply year to year. We've even given them out to grad students on occasion, can apply to KansasMasonic.Foundation starting December 1st.
Outstanding. Robert, anything else that we need to report on here before we wrap things up this morning?
Well, no, I just want to congratulate all the Emporia Area Match Day participants and hope we can help you out. And thank you, KVOE, for having us on.
Thanks, Robert. Keep up the great work.
Thank you, sir.
Always good to talk to you, Robert Nelson. Emporia Mason with Emporia Masonic Lodge number 12, again, providing cash donations to charities recognized in this year's Emporia Community Match Day program. So again, that address to send your request is Charity Committee, Emporia Lodge number 12, box 179, Emporia, Kansas, 66801. Those requests must be received no later then November 8th, Chuck.
All right, and if you'd like to be part of our newsmaker slots, we are filling up next week pretty quickly right now. Just Tuesday and Wednesday are open. Right now, Thursdays is listed as open at this point in time, but that has been claimed. So right now, just Tuesday and Wednesday of next week are available to you. Give us a call, 620-342-1400, or also email kvue at kvue.com if you would like one of those slots next week. I also want to let you know that Friday's newsmaker segment will be Lyon County Undersheriff John Kelch. This is the traditional time for vehicle deer collisions. We'll talk about that during our newsmaker segment tomorrow morning.
And our newsmaker this morning brought to you by MRSK Buildings. They construct all types of buildings, from shops and garages to equipment storage, livestock facilities, and barn homes. MRSK Buildings, where their business is your building. Call Jeff Hodges today, 340-7732. That's MRSK Buildings. KVOE Live in local, light rain, wind 50 degrees, 7:30. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Vote November 2nd for Tammy Reed, Lynn McAllister, and Thomas Cushing. American parents care about the education of their children. In fact, the Supreme Court has repeatedly recognized parents' rights to control and direct the education of their own children. Great ideas of liberty, freedom, and the American dream are rising out of COVID-19 lockdown.